Welcome back to The Daily Poem, a podcast from Goldberry Studios. I'm Sean Johnson, and today is Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. Today's poem is by Bertolt Brecht, and it's called A Worker Reads History. I'll read the poem once, offer a few comments, and then maybe read it one more time. Here is A Worker Reads History. Who built the seven gates of Thebes? The books are filled with names of kings. Was it the kings who hauled the craggy blocks of stone? In Babylon, so many times destroyed, who built the city up each time? In which of Lima's houses, that city glittering with gold, lived those who built it? In the evening, when the Chinese wall was finished, where did the masons go? Imperial Rome is full of arcs of triumph. Who reared them up? Over whom did the Caesars triumph? Byzantium lives in song. Were all her dwellings palaces? And even in Atlantis of the legend, the night the seas rushed in, the drowning men still bellowed for their slaves. Young Alexander conquered India. He alone? Caesar beat the Gauls. Was there not even a cook in his army? Philip of Spain wept as his fleet was sunk and destroyed. Were there no other tears? Frederick the Great triumphed in the Seven Years' War. Who triumphed with him? Each page a victory, at whose expense the victory ball? Every 10 years a great man. Who paid the piper? So many particulars. So many questions. Bertolt Brecht was a 20th century German playwright and poet, and very much a Marxist. And frankly, one of the marks against Marxism in my book is that Marxism is a philosophy that tends to create very few good poets, but I am an equal opportunity entertainer of witty complaints, and this is a witty complaint, if ever I heard one. Plus, it's a witty complaint that aligns beautifully with the interests of poetry. Here, Brecht is in speaking in the incredulous voice of someone reading through the annals of history and noticing that the common man is entirely left out. There are monuments and memorials and great feats dedicated to great men, men of note, men of name, but that there's no way that those men accomplished their great deeds alone. Often he points to great construction and engineering marvels. Often these great deeds were done entirely by and on the backs of workers. This naturally plays right into the Marxist reading of all history as a little more than a conflict between the classes. But it does conveniently also drive at the importance of particulars. It betrays even in Brecht, who I think fought to suppress it sometimes, the true poet's eye, that desire to draw out of the vague generality the real and concrete particular. In this case, the men with blood in their veins and sweat on their brows, who accomplished the great things that they got no recognition for. One of the other beauties of this poem is that, at least in some small way, it is the beginnings of a monument for those men and women. If only Marxism worked as well as this poem. Here is A Worker Reads History one more time. Who built The Seven Gates of Thebes. The books are filled with names of kings. Was it the kings who hauled the craggy blocks of stone? And Babylon, so many times destroyed, who built the city up each time? In which of Lima's houses, that city glittering with gold, lived those who built it? In the evening, when the Chinese wall was finished, where did the masons go? Imperial Rome is full of arcs of triumph. Who reared them up? Over whom did the Caesars triumph? Byzantium lives in song. Were all her dwellings palaces? And even in Atlantis of the legend, the night the seas rushed in, the drowning men still bellowed for their slaves. Young Alexander conquered India. He alone? Caesar beat the Gauls. Was there not even a cook in his army? Philip of Spain wept at his fleet, was sunk and destroyed. Were there no other tears? Frederick the Great triumphed in the Seven Years' War. Who triumphed with him? Each page a victory. At whose expense the victory ball? Every 10 years a great man. Who paid the piper? So many particulars. So many questions. This has been The Daily Poem. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another poem for you. To listen to past episodes or to support this show, please visit dailypoempod.substack.com. On behalf of our whole team at Goldberry Studios, I'm Sean Johnson. Until next time, happy reading.